This is Hans Scheil from the Finishing Well podcast. On Finishing Well, we help you make godly choices about Medicare, long-term care, and your money. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it. Share it. But most of all, thank you for listening and choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
In the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport, when you sit down next to one of the leading apologetics mind in the land, trained under Josh McDowell, Gary Habermas, and the likes, his name is Dr. Alex McFarland. And Alex, we are just leaving NRB, National Religious Broadcasters. I saw you on the first day coming in. We had a big warm hug. We said, hey, we'll see you around. And then 3 days later, I'm seeing you for the first time since right here in the airport going back to Greensboro together. Tell us what God did in your life the last 3 days, and say hello to all the listeners of Truth Talk that love you so much.
Oh, Stu, it's so great to see you, man. I love you so much. You're a great brother in the Lord. And, you know, being at NRB, National Religious Broadcasters, I'll tell you what was the most meaningful thing for me was seeing Erwin Lutzer and praying, you know, for the country, and seeing people like our mutual friend Tony Evans, you know, and Pat Boone. You remember Pat Boone? What an incredible godly family.
I heard he was like 172 now.
No, but close.
He sang on the Ark, actually. He was one of the musical, I guess.
Yeah, he was the musical entertainment on that cruise.
The cruise ship with Noah and Miss Noah, right?
Exactly. And Eric Metaxas. Talked to Eric Metaxas for a while. Joel Rosenberg. Do you know Joel?
Fabulous. On Israel and Prophecy. Talk about the spirit of what's going on here. You know, the first big, large gathering of believers since COVID.
Yeah.
But talk about the mood, the temperature. What's the passion? Is there a passion for souls? Is there a missiological? I mean, there's so many billions who've never heard about Jesus. Is this just another holy huddle, the National Religious Broadcasters, Alex? Or is it really... Do you feel mobilized to go reach the world for Christ?
I absolutely do, Stuart. And you know what? I know the world has a lot of people concerned right now. I mean, a lot of things. I mean, my goodness, Joel Rosenberg was talking about how Syria and Iran may have nuclear capabilities. And there are 50 ways the world is in jeopardy right now. But all over this convention, people were praying. I had program directors of stations coming up to me saying, look, Alex, we don't want any airtime fees. We'll put you on the radio if you'll just preach the gospel.
And this is a program, by the way, those listening, Alex McFarland hosts a program called Truth for a New Generation.
Yes, that's true.
And, of course, he customizes it for me, Truth for a Stew Generation, when I'm listening.
Exactly.
It's such a blessing. But you're on all the Truth Network stations. You're on all these AFR stations. All these wonderful affiliates of Truth Talk also carry your program.
And I thank you.
Because the essence of it is what you're talking about, right?
Yeah. I mean, we're all committed to reach people for Christ.
Especially people my nephew's age.
Wilson, I'm so glad to see you.
Wilson, you've been to the NRB before. But what was it like as a participant? Like, you were actually... I came this year as Wilson's assistant just to kind of keep him organized, to learn from all his vast experience in broadcasting. But he was a huge help. You were in the truth booth. You were at the exhibits. You were there meeting people. You and I just went over a stack of cards. But what was it like for you, Wilson?
It was truly a blessing to be able to meet all these amazing leaders in the world today and, you know, just getting the message out of the gospel to the people who really need it, because we need it right now more than we ever have. And so it was really encouraging to hear the messages of all these amazing leaders and make connections with people all around the nation of who all share the same interest.
And how old are you?
I'm 19 years old and going into my sophomore year of college.
And when you heard the name Fonville, you'll remember Alex, one of our original Truth Talk Live, Truth Talk hosts.
Right, and alongside John Fonville.
Yeah, it was John Fonville.
Yeah.
Great theologian.
So that's your dad, right?
That is correct.
And also the pastor of?
Paramount Church in Jacksonville, Florida. Yeah.
So a great church down there. He's got a new book coming out, very gifted preacher and teacher, and he's been with us at NRB many years. Now his son's here.
You know, yesterday I talked to somebody, one of my favorite people in the world. Folks, you got to know this guy. He is such a dear brother, and his name is Robbie Dillmore. And Robbie,
the Christian car guy.
And Kingdom Pursuits. So, and your staff was there. Just a lot of first-time people. Let me tell you what else is really exciting. I was talking to a lady in India yesterday, from India. And she's building a Christian radio network in India. She said, look, I want your programming. We're going to run it in India.
We got to connect with her.
We're living in the time of the near fulfillment of the Great Commission.
What is it, Matthew 24:14?
Yeah, this gospel will be preached to the ends of the earth, and then the end will come. Wow. I mean, doesn't it excite you, Sue, when we're talking about in North America, Europe, the ends of the earth, the gospel is being taken, and the Great Commission, that every person may hear of the love of Jesus. We can all participate in that.
Amen. We are in the DFW airport. I'm with Alex McFarland.
This is so cool.
We didn't have a second just to catch up and share a taco or a Bible study together, but now we're in this airport and we're beholden to the airlines and waiting to get on our flight. And I said, let's just talk about what God just did in NRB, what God's doing around the world. If you're listening, we're calling you out. Just like you call me out all the time, Alex, just like Wilson just called us out. How about that? A 19-year-old out of the mouth of babes. He was at NRB this year, encouraged. He heard a message by Dr. Tony Evans that really blessed. It was, we recap this week at Religious Broadcasters in Dallas, Texas. Wilson, for those that weren't there, can you give us a snapshot of what you heard that got all of us off our rear ends and onto our feet in applause of what Dr. Evans said? Really applause for the Lord.
Well, the thing that caught my attention the most was the idea of kingdom becoming one kingdom and uniting under that kingdom. Because too often I feel like we argue and we debate and we're so divided. But if we come together as one under the cross of Christ, there's so much more to be accomplished. And that can be done, as Dr. Evans was saying, just by coming together and sharing that passion. So that really got me fired up, and everyone else who was there.
So here's what he said. He said, and this is real convicting to all of us, but everyone, just don't cut me off. Let me finish.
Okay.
Preparing on, along with what Wilson said about how the kingdom of God, the gospel of Christ, is number one. That's first and foremost, right? He said the white church is too Republican. He said, we're wrapping our Christianity in the flag.
Okay.
And he said that you've got to put the kingdom of God above the kingdom of this earth. Okay. And he wasn't saying don't get involved in policy. But then he said, now you black folks out there, before you get too excited, he said, the black church is not speaking up against some horrible things like abortion and, you know, other sins in the culture, but they're putting the race, you know, above the kingdom. He says, he shot a rebuke out to everybody, didn't he, Wilson?
Yeah, that's exactly right. There wasn't one person that he did not call out there.
Dr. Evans was an equal opportunity offender, but he really was convicting. But there was a real unity in the room, and that's kind of the goal. We need prophets like that, don't we, Alex? And you're that a lot on your radio, speaking the truth. And the goal is to bring people to Jesus. That's it, right? Not to a political persuasion per se.
You know what? I had the privilege Wednesday morning. There's a breakfast every year at NRB. There's a breakfast to honor Israel.
Yes.
And I brought a Jewish friend who's not yet a believer. And this person was literally moved to tears for the love that evangelical Christians have for the Jewish people and for the state of Israel. And there were Christians that were speaking out against anti-Semitism. And I thank God that we're a member, Truth for New Generation, Alex McFarland Ministries. We're a very grateful member of the NRB. And I know, like, you and your parents have been probably on the board, I would imagine, haven't you been at times? And it's a great organization. So to anybody who hears this, as you know, several thousand people came to Dallas for this once a year convention, pray for revival. You know, pray that the Spirit of God would ignite, or this fire would continue to burn, and we'll all go back to our respective assignments. And we've got one string on our banjo, Christ's Great Commission.
Yeah, the website is nrb.org to learn more. It's going to be in Nashville, Tennessee next year.
Okay, sure.
But it really is a rallying point for many believers to come together. Alex McFarland, Truth for New Generation, you were there. So many believers. Thank you for your testimony for Christ. How can people find out about your awesome books? You're writing a new book every time I turn around. You're blessing people. Every young person needs your book about college. But what is the website, Alex, for all that information?
Well, alexmcfarland.com, and our next Truth for New Generation Apologetics Conference, the first post-COVID conference, October 15 through 17, First Baptist Church, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Wow.
Frank Turek, myself, a dozen speakers.
Unbelievable.
You've got every reason to come to Myrtle Beach. It's a restaurant. pinnacle of restaurants.
Oh, it's everything. They got go-kart tracks. They got mini golf, everything. They got Calabash seafood.
And our National Apologetics Conference, October 15 through 17. Go to alexmcfarland.com.
Wilson, what do you challenge the next generation? A lot of your peers weren't there. There were a lot of young folks there. We had a whole army of Liberty University students there launching this new program, Standing for Freedom. But how would you, Wilson, challenge the next generation to wake up, get in the battle?
Simply, what I do is I challenge them just to have a conversation. Just have a conversation with each other. You don't have to get angry, get mad at each other, or just have a simple conversation and explore each other's views. And you can love on each other through that. And so I think there's a lot to be learned through talking to people.
That's awesome. God bless you. Truth Talk is the show. I'm Stu Everson, your host, and follow me. And I'll put pictures of all these guys. And I'll put a picture of this, me and Alex doing this interview with Wilson here on the web and on Instagram and all our places too. God bless you.
This is the Truth Network.